الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وحبيبه. عليك أفضل الصلاة والسلام يا سيدي يا رسول الله. أما بعد, dear brothers and sisters, today إن شاء الله, as you know, it's the 7th of ربيع الأول, and after 5 days, which is going to be Wednesday, it will be the 12th of ربيع الأول, which is the date of birth of Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام. That was this date was the date that mentioned in most of the Sunnah books, the 12th of Rabi' al-Awwal, which was a Monday. That's when Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam was born. We will touch base on his personal life, which is fiqh al-seerah. Just touch base on small and important things that we need to share and know together. As you know, before Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, and during that time, the world has been actually in a true mess, real mess during that time. And as you know, Jewish Ahlul Kitab, those people who believe in book, they know by all means that Prophet Muhammad is coming. They know a lot of details, and we will touch base on these ones. And as you know, there has been a lot of activities of divination, which is Arafah or Al-Arafin. Diviners have been very active during that time. And as you know, before Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام, they have been contacting with jinnis to get them a lot of news, a lot of secrets. One of the secrets that they know, that on the date of birth of Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام, there will be a red star, نجم أحمر, that will shine, and that date is the date of the birth of the Prophet. And because that Prophet has been mentioned in the books, in Torah, they have been expecting that that Prophet is going to be from them, from Bani Israel. That was their understanding. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them a lot, and a lot actually of symptoms, that whereabouts he is going to be, and where is that Prophet is coming from. And they were expecting he is going to be from them. And on that day, when that red star shines up, all the Jews have been asking and knocking at their doors, is there been any, a baby was born on that day? And then they found out at the end that was no baby was born among Jews, which means that the next Prophet was born, but he's not from Bani Israel. He's not from Jewish, because all the prophets that came after Prophet Musa alayhi salam was for Bani Israel, even Jesus Isa alayhi salam. So even on that day they know that he was born, but they've been disappointed because he's not actually from Bani Israel. And Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam was born in the year which is called Aam al-Fil, the year of elephant. The year of elephant has the story of that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about. أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعْلَ رَبُّكَ بِأَصْحَابِ الْفِيلِ أَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ كَيْدَهُمْ فِي تَضْلِيلٍ وَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ طَيْرًا أَبَابِيلَ فَأَرْسَلَ عَلَيْهِمْ طَيْرًا أَبَابِيلَ تَرْمِيهِمْ بِحِجَارَةٍ مِنْ سِجِّيلٍ فَجَعَلَهُمْ كَعَصْفٍ مَأْكُولٍ. The story is related to Abraha, who was actually a king, came in from the south, from Yemen. He was came in with an elephant to crush, to destroy Kaaba, because he was planning to build another exactly like Kaaba there, because he knows that the people came in to do Hajj according to Al-Hanifiyyah, which is the deen of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And he came in that year to destroy Al-Kaaba. When he came in from the south to destroy Al-Kaaba. And it was a story that he has taken actually all the camels. of Abdul Muttalib, who is the grandfather of Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. And the grandfather went to him before he came into Mecca, and he told him, give me my camel. And he told him, I came in to destroy the Kaaba. You take care about your camel, and you don't care about the Kaaba. And he told him, I am the owner of the camel. That's why I'm asking for it, to protect it. But Kaaba has Rabb, has God to protect it. So I'm not going to ask you, because there is a Rabb, there is a God who is going to protect it. وحدثت حادثة الكعبة حدثت حادثة الفيل. And Arabs during that time were not familiar to fight against elephants. They are used to do with camels and horses. That year Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام was born. And as you know, he was born while his mother Amina bint Waqf was actually pregnant. In 2 months his father Abdullah died. And one of the strangest things that even Jewish knows his father before Prophet Muhammad, and there is a story about a Jewish lady who's trying to pay Abdullah, father of Prophet Muhammad to get married, because she knows that this is the father of the Prophet who is coming, and she wants to get him, and he refuses. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala قال لنا في كتاب في سورة البقرة الذين آتيناهم الكتاب يعرفونه كما يعرفون أبناءهم. Those people who knows him, Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام, كما يعرفون أبناءهم. That is exactly as they know their son and daughter. And I'll get back to this surah. I'll tell you two things about it. So they know even the father who is born. And Prophet Muhammad was born, and he was an orphan up front because his father died. His granddad, his grandfather, Abdul Muttalib, take care actually, sponsor him up front. When he was actually born, what happens, there was actually a habit during Arabs, during that time, to get a wet nurse, somebody to foster the baby. And that was the lady Halima Sa'adiyya. She was from a tribe called the Bani Sa'd. Bani Sa'd during that time was poor people. What happened, there was a problem actually. Their camels, they don't have enough milk in their camels, because it was very common during that time to drink camel milk, which is scientifically actually more beneficial than cow milk. And it's not very common in the West, and actually it's common in the Arab world. And they have been actually suffering. And Halima Sa'adiyya, the lady, has been looking for a boy or some kind of a baby who his father or family wealth enough to pay the money. She looked everywhere. She didn't find. The only baby she found was that orphan, Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. She took him, and she knows that his father has died, but she couldn't. She accepted him. When she took him, actually, suddenly she found out that a lot of blessings going on. The other of her camel, which was absolutely dry, was full of milk. And her husband was telling her, what happened? That seeing the other suddenly has milk. So there's a lot of blessing came into the lady, and she found out that up front. There is something special about that boy. There is something special about this baby. He's not that normal. And she started actually getting a lot of things, a lot of الزرع أصبح خضرا, that means the grass has been green. Everything has been blessed around it because of that baby. Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام was living in Bani Sa'd. That means those tribes, that people. One of their purpose actually is to get the child during that time in the tribe, just to get the proper language, the Arabic language. And he grew up in that. وحدثت حادثة شق الصدر وهو في الخامسة. And this is the surah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ. And that was, it's something actually, it's only for Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. At 6 years, his mother died, Amina bint Waqf. So his father has already died before his birth, and his mother died when he was 6 years. So actually his grandfather took him to live with him and sponsor him. And then his granddad died when he was 8 years. And then his uncle, Abu Talib, took him, because that was the only one left now. And Abu Talib, as you know, was a poor man. has lots and lots of kids. But he sponsored him. And as you see, Prophet Muhammad, no father, mother died when he was 5, grandfather died when he was 8. Was that all a coincidence? No, it wasn't. It's not a coincidence. And if you think about it, one, his father died because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want to have a sister or a brother. And then his mother died after that. But to be sure, he's not going to get even from his mother. And then his father, and then his grandfather. And if you look at that, you will find out that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he told us in Surah Al-Ahzab, Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam, uswatun hasana. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة. الأسوة was the leader. الحسنة the best. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to get that person, not even actually to grow up among the family. No, he is going to grow up and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do the job to get that best person. So it's not something coincidence that everybody was dying and leave him alone. No, it wasn't. It was planned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he lived actually with his uncle, Abu Talib. And during that time, as a child, he started to work as a shepherd. That was the common job during that time. And he started to know the job step by step. And the first took him actually to trade. During that time, to trading with Arabs, he would actually go to Sham. And Sham, which is Syria, the Jordan Valley, Lebanon, and all of that in Palestine, that was Sham, that was the name of this area. When he was 12 years, he was first tripped with his uncle to go for trading. And another story happened during that time. Every time they go through this, there was a priest called Bahira. All the Arabs was going to go through and visit him. When Bahira was Ahli Kitab, he is a true man who knows the book, who knows the description about that prophet who is coming. He looked at the boy, 12 years old, talked to him. He knows him. Then he told Abu Talib, "Ma hada ibni?" That means, "This is not your son." Then Abu Talib told him, "This is my son." He told him, "This is not your son, and he should not have a father." So Abu Talib started to get a bit scared because this is a man just looking at him, knows the boy. So he told him, "Yes, he is my nephew, but I always call him my son." He said, "Yes, this boy, lahu sha'," that means he is going to be something in the future. Protect him, don't tell Jewish about him. Never, never tell Jewish about him. They will get him if he told them. And Abu Talib actually gets very scared about Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. But as you know, Prophet Muhammad is protected by Allah. It's not a simple thing. And actually, he took him back to Mecca just to protect him. So they know him very, very well. الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَعْرِفُونَهُمْ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ وَإِنَّ فَرِيقًا مِّنْهُمْ لَيَكْتُمُونَ الْحَقَّ وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. هذه الآية كما ذكرت لكم, this ayah has two things. One of them is that it's actually what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, that Ahlul Kitab, Yahud, the Jewish, they know him as they know their son. وَيَكْتُمُونَ الْحَقِّ, they make it secret, they haven't told anybody. And what happened actually, when they haven't told anybody, in reality they have protected Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. It's exactly the same way, the same thing that happened between Prophet Musa alayhi salam and Fir'aun, Ramses II. Fir'aun, the diviners told him actually that, wait a minute, there is a boy will be actually born and he's going to be a prophet and he's going to destroy you. So he ordered every boy to be killed. وَإِذْ نَجَّيْنَاكُمْ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ يَسُومُونَكُمْ سُوَى الْعَذَابِ يُذَبِّحُونَ أَبْنَاءَكُمْ. Killing every boy. But what happened? Prophet Musa والسلام, was born and grown up in Fir'aun's castle, in Fir'aun's palace. So Fir'aun actually was protecting him. Exactly what happened. Jewish hasn't told anybody about Prophet Muhammad. And actually, because not to tell him, they have protected him because nobody knows about him. But they, يَكْتُمُونَ الْحَقَّ وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. Subhanallah. The other thing on that ayah, companion Umar ibn Khattab, was asking Abdullah ibn Salam. Abdullah ibn Salam was Ahli Kitab. He was a Jewish, a true Jewish who knows Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, and he converted into Islam. And then Prophet companion Umar radiallahu anhu asked him, "Do you know him exactly like you know your children?" He said, "Bal wa akthar." That means more than we know his children. And he said, "How do you know that?" He said, "Akbar aminahu fi al-sama', aminahu fi al-ard, bina'tihi fa'arafna." That means his description from sky came into land, to earth, and we know his description exactly, then we know him, Prophet Muhammad. So he believed Prophet Muhammad when you look at his face. He knows the gesture. And then he said, "Amma ibni," that he's my son, "I don't know about." That means, "La a'lam ma fi ummi." That means, I didn't know him unless he was born. Inside his mom, he didn't know him. الَّذِينَ أَتَنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَعْرِفُونَهُمْ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ وَإِنَّ فَرِيقًا مِّنْهُمْ لَيَكْتُمُونَ الْحَقَّ وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. Subhanallah. Those people actually, who knows him? Who knows him exactly as if? Not only this actually. وَكَانُوا يَسْتَفْتِحُونَ يَسْتَفْتِحُونَ بِمَعْنَى أَذَمَ ذُكِرَ فِي سُورَةِ الْبَقَرَةِ. That means, it actually, Jewish has been threatening الأوس والخزرج. That means two tribes have been in Medina. That means we are going to have a prophet, and once we have a prophet, we are going to fight you. And then when the prophet came in, they kafaru. That means they have actually been disbelievers. وَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ كِتَابٌ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَهُمْ وَكَانُوا يَسْتَفْتِحُونَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ مَعَهُ كَفَرُوا بِهِ. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله وكفى، الصلاة والسلام على النبي المصطفى سيدنا محمد عليه الصلاة والتسليم. I want to highlight one important point. دعوة الإسلامية. Islam is exactly the same as all the religions before. And what do we mean by exactly the same? And that's a very important thing to understand. Any religion, أي دين، شقين، two parts، عقيدة وشريعة، faith and legislation. Faith and legislation. عقيدة وشريعة. العقيدة لم تتغير. ما هي العقيدة? What's faith? الإيمان بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر والجنة والنار والحساب والبعث من الموت. So that means you have to believe in God, angels, prophets, all the books, resurrection from death, day of judgment, paradise or hell. That's faith. That has not been changed at all since Adam alayhi salam up to Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. What about legislation? أشك الشريعات. التشريعات تغيرت. لقول الله تعالى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in Surah Ali Imran على لسان سيدنا عيسى. That was عيسى. مصدقا لما بين يدي ولأحل لكم بعض الذي حرم عليكم. That means I'm going to make things halal to you which was forbidden previously. Scholars actually get to the conclusion that التشريعات, legislation, has changed across the years. And that's exactly Deen Islam. التشريعات, there has been a lot of legislation in Islam. But العقيدة, the faith, is exactly the same. And what actually Prophet Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام was telling in عقيدة, وهي التوحيد, is exactly the same what we are telling in Islam. أما التشريعات, which is legislation, تغيرت مع الزمن. That's why scholars were saying عقيدة واحدة وتشريعات متعددة. That means one faith and multiple legislation. اللهم اجعلنا من الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه. اللهم اغفر لنا الذنوب واصفر لنا العيوب يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم ثبتنا على دينك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اجعلنا يوم لقائك خير أيامنا يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم اجعل خير كلماتنا لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. اللهم ثبتنا على الحق بقول لا إله إلا الله. اللهم اجعلنا من الذاكرين لك ليلا ونهارا بأمرك يا أرحم الراحمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة والتسليم. اللهم صلِّ عليه عدد خلقك في السماوات والأرض. اللهم صلِّ على سيدنا محمد صلاة حتى تنتهي صلاتك.
وسلم على سيدنا محمد حتى تنتهي سلامك، وبارك على سيدنا محمد حتى تنتهي بركاتك، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وأقم الصلاة.